Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
And there is a lot that happened this last week over Christmas. It's always busy for us between Christmas and, of course, Russian and Japanese nationals. It's been a little bit of a break since the last time we were here. Ironically enough, I almost feel like I jinxed it. The last episode we did, I was talking about, wow, we had a pretty normal Grand Prix. It's kind of amazing. I'm amazed that things didn't
implode
completely.
And then, like, 4 days later, the Grand Prix final got canceled.
Yeah.
And there were competitions in the meantime, but frankly, we needed a break.
Yeah, because from here on out,
there
is none. Nonstop. For like 2 months.
Just to give a quick overview of what's going to go down. We're today recapping Japanese and then Russian nationals.
Yep.
And then we are 6 days, 7 days from the start of Canadian nationals and US nationals
overlapping. And then Europeans overlapping with the end of Canadian nationals. And then four continents. Yep. And then the chaos, which is the Olympics.
Yes, like 5 days after four continents ends.
So that was why we're like, no, let's take a break before the chaos
begins. We can.
Yeah.
So we're going to be very busy. There are going to be lots of episodes for you. There will probably continue to be some delays, depending on what happens with Canadian nationals.
Yeah. We have tickets. Does that mean we're going? I don't know.
Precisely. If we're there, U.S. nationals is going to be late.
Yeah.
If we're not there, we've already booked the vacation days, so we'll probably get to everything in a pretty timely fashion.
Yeah, but that's very much up in the air. TBD at this point.
So we'll see what happens. We're trying to be safe while also finally going back to a figure skating competition for the first time since Canadian Nationals in 2020.
Yep. Oh, what a world we live in. But anyway, let's get into this holiday's skating. We're going to start with Japanese nationals because that was what we prioritized watching because, of course, it is harder to watch, unfortunately.
Russia streams everything, so we know it's not going to disappear overnight.
Exactly. And I'm just going to do this once. But Japan, I beg, get on the Russian bandwagon, stream it for the rest of the world.
Even paid.
Exactly. Russian skaters are so popular in many ways because, yes, they're successful, but in a lot of ways because people can watch them. And if people could watch your skaters as easily, they might be as popular.
Because we start watching the Russian skaters when they're like 12. 10. And we continue watching them until they're 17, 18 and top of the world. That's why they become as popular as they are on top of their success. Japan, get it together.
Exactly.
Get it together. We're going to start with our one pair team.
Yes. It's unfortunate that obviously, you know, travel restrictions are a major thing. And our top pair team from Japan, Miura and Kihara, withdrew from the competition mainly because if they traveled to Japan to compete, who knows whether they would be able to get back to Canada to train for the Olympics.
At this point, I would guess they probably wouldn't have been able to get back in the country.
Yeah.
With how much cases have spiked in Ontario specifically is not good right now. So they made the smart decision to not compete. That left us with one pair team.
Yeah. Which is a bit of a shame, especially for me, because I could not find them at all. You at least saw, I think, the free skate.
I saw the free skate. It existed for all of like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It had been uploaded an hour before I saw it, and it was taken down by the time I finished watching it.
Yeah.
So Yunoki and Ichiyashi from Japan, again, I only saw their free skate. They look very, very young. I suspect they don't have an ISU bio, so I cannot confirm, but I suspect they're still junior age eligible.
I mean, he was competing in juniors, what, 2 years ago?
I think
3 years ago at this point. So hopefully they are still junior age eligible and can maybe, you know, go get some international experience.
Yeah, because they show a lot of really great potential, but they were only doing double elements. They did a double twist, double throws, and they did those pretty well, but not spectacularly.
That's the thing. There's so little pair skating or ice dancing in Japan that you really, if you want it to continue, you got to reward those who are trying. And again, I unfortunately wasn't even able to see them skate, but I am glad that we had a pair team who was able to compete here. Although I was a little bit surprised that they didn't just have Miura and Kihara like send in a video. Yeah. Why not?
That would have made sense. You could have given them a massive score to set them up for their the upcoming Olympics. Like, strategically, that probably would have been a good idea. And also, Japan, you are doing better than your national champion scoring 115.
Exactly.
Cumulatively.
Yeah. And, I mean, even before this competition happens, JSF announced that, yes, Miura and Kihara are going to the Olympics. Of course. It makes sense. And I'm excited to see them there, and hopefully they're doing well. It's a shame we weren't able to see them at Nationals, but obviously better to play it safe and not be stuck away from your coaching team right before an Olympic Games.
Especially when there's no competition.
Yeah.
It would have been great for these two young skaters to compete against these two who were in a very similar boat not that long ago. Mm-hmm. Kihara in particular wasn't the best pair skater ever 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And was in kind of a similar position to where these two are right now. I would have loved for them to have that little mentorship opportunity of competing against each other to really keep these two going. Because I like their skating. They're both good skaters. What they're doing, they did mostly pretty well. They had a shockingly good death spiral. Like, I was very impressed with the quality of their death spiral.
And yeah, it would be good, too, if we could get them to, you know, other training opportunities outside of Japan. Again, I only saw the protocols, but I'm pretty sure they got B on all of their lifts, which that's the main thing to me. Even if we're still doing like throw doubles and things, those lift levels can get you a whole lot of points.
Yeah, they were definitely playing it safe. They were very much intentional Bs.
Yes.
Or to be fair, they might have been aiming for like level ones
yeah.
and got Bs. But yeah, that's definitely the area of improvement that they have the most. But there's so much potential here. Do not let these two get away, Japan. Don't let them get away. They're so adorable and have so much potential.
Yep. But that was the entire pairs event.
Yeah.
And now on to, honestly for me, the highlight of Japanese Nationals, the women's event. The men were good too, and we'll talk about them. But
this was a bloodbath.
Yeah, there are just so many strong women skaters, and even with two withdrawals we still had a full 30 entrants here. And I mean, we'll talk about Russian Nationals in a bit. It was kind of funny watching them back to back. This is not quite so much of Nationals scoring the way we see, and we will talk about in Russia
and it's, also everywhere else.
Yes,
before people get upset thinking that we're talking just about Russia, Canada's going to be terrible. The US is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
But we've only seen Russia and Japan so far.
Yes. It was definitely a shame that we had to see two withdrawals from this event, Tomoe Kawabata and Rika Kihira. It's a shame, especially for Kihira, that she hasn't been able to compete this entire season and will miss the Olympics after being so strong for such a long while. I just hope she continues and heals up, and that this isn't the end for her.
It's so sad hearing that an injury has kept her out of competition for so long, because she's such an exciting skater and has always been such a strong competitor. It's so sad that this is the season that she's plagued with injury.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, she's far from the only one. And again, when we get to Russian Nationals, we'll talk about the many withdrawals. It's been that kind of season, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of really strong skating in this event, and lots of young up-and-comers, some who, you know, have been around for a quad and still fighting to get on the Olympic team. It was, for me, a pretty close race, closer maybe than the points would indicate.
I agree.
For the gold. But it was taken, again, by Kaori Sakamoto, who, in fairness, had two really solid programs here. And just the speed and flow that she gets is just even further emphasized by all the great graphics we get from Japanese TV showing just how fast she's going.
I ask you, please buy these from Japan. I love them so much. when you get the arc trajectory with like the distance equation for the jumps
and the speed on the exit. My favorite is the like heat map showing exactly how much ice coverage and how fast they're going. And to be fair, from the videos I found on YouTube, not all of them had those graphics.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Kaori Sakamoto had the highest top speed of everybody, including the men that I saw. Asterisk that I saw. It's possible I didn't see somebody else's who had a higher speed, top speed.
But... I mean, she is ridiculously fast.
Yeah.
And manages to control that speed really effectively and still successfully nail all of her jumps while flying down the ice.
Yep.
Which is so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But she makes it look so easy that you forget that she's going as fast as she is.
And that's the thing. It can be easy for it to get out of control. And we've seen that in the past where sometimes she has so much speed going into and out of elements that it can get her into trouble. But she was really solid and consistent here and absolutely looking ready to go for the Olympics. I think whether or not she won this title, she was kind of the favorite for the Olympic team.
In large part because she has been so consistent for a few seasons now.
Yep.
And... if you've got three spots, my preferred strategy is your consistent one, your top potential scorer who has the highest ceiling, and somebody who's never been to the Olympics before and has a long career ahead of them still.
Yep.
That is my ideal. You have three spots.
Yeah.
That's how I personally would allocate them because...
And I mean, that is kind of what happened here. We'll get into that as we go through. But
it worked out perfectly for Japan here because Kaori is very much... the consistent one. You know she's going to go out and she's going to basically do what she's capable of.
Yep. Yeah, I just, the only tiny sticking point and why for me personally I would have had one and two at the very least closer in points is just I wish I left her program more.
Completely they're agree.
Fine. I like the short better than the free.
But they're some of her worst programs of the last few years, which is a high bar. I have loved all of her programs for the last like quad at this point. But yeah, these ones aren't great. Especially that free skate. I don't care for that free skate.
Yeah, the short program isn't my favorite, but it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's a solid enough program. Mm-hmm. The many voiceovers in the free skate just
irk me.
Yeah, and it doesn't build to like the big moment, like with our silver medalist who we'll talk about in a minute. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it amounts to as much at the end of the day. And I mean, I know lots of people all season long have been calling for her to get to at least change the free skate, go back to an old one, whether it be the Matrix or the piano or whichever one.
Or even just get rid of some of those voiceovers.
Yeah.
I think the voiceovers are like 70% of the problem with the
voiceovers and the rocking the baby.
Yeah.
Get rid of rocking the baby. Yeah. It's no.
No. You are.
She is a better skater than this choreography and music.
You're already spoon feeding us the theme of this program with the voice, which is why if we just got rid of 100% of the voiceovers, I don't think rocking the baby would bother me as much.
Yeah.
But the combination is frustrating because yes, she can tell a story without the help of directly miming, "I'm a woman, I've had a baby," as the voiceover tells you, "I'm a woman, hear me roar."
Yeah.
We've talked about that a lot, though. Let's move on to
our silver medalist. Yep. I was so thrilled after a lot of disappointments in the last couple of seasons, and including this season, too, to see Wakaba Higuchi just totally deliver what she has always been capable of, and which we've unfortunately not seen
rarely seen.
Yeah, and partially that's due to injury and things, which can't be helped, but this was a fantastic event for her, and I think absolutely the right decision to play it safe in the short program, just go for the double axel and get a really solid base to start off, and then do a pretty good triple axel in the free. Not the best one we've seen from her, but absolutely solid enough.
We got to get the best one of the season out of her at the Olympics.
Exactly. And, you know, there were a couple little, some jumps with not the best of landings. Yeah. But for me, the program makes up for any little jump issues. Yeah.
And I mean, really, outside of the triple axel, There was one.
Yeah.
One judge gave her negative GOE on the final triple flip. I don't agree. I think it was like a solid 0+1.
Yeah.
And the triple lutz, triple toe in the second half, it wasn't good. That's yeah. fine. One jumping pass in the second half being not great, and a triple axel just going not okay. great,
yeah.
but mostly okay.
I mean, frankly, never mind if this was Russian, if this was an international competition, yeah. I think they probably would have been more generous with the GOE.
There's no way an international panel would have given her a -1 on that triple flip.
Yeah. But, I mean, unless, to be fair, she has gotten really dinged at some yeah. points, but this is also why, and we've been saying this for a lot of skaters, and especially the men and the yep. women, just play it safe in the short program. Yep. Be in a
if
good place.
If you're in the last flight, yep. they're not as likely to ding you over something dumb.
And that is dumb, I'm aware, but this is the state of figure yep. skating right now. It sucks you gotta play these games, but you kinda gotta play these games if you want to be successful. And I'm really glad to see her being successful and thrilled with it and
happy crying
yep.
from the second she finished that program uh-huh. until I swear it must have been the medal ceremony before she stopped crying, yep. which made me emotional. I mm-hmm. was emotional as soon as she landed that triple flip. I was like, okay, she did it.
Yep. Because I mean, last Olympics, she just missed out on mm-hmm. it, even though she was having a fantastic season. And this season has been a little more up and down for her. So I'm really, really glad that one of her most consistent competitions came just at exactly the right yep. time.
I mean, and these programs are so good. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the short program. I think it shows her off really well. And then that last section after all the jumps are done of the free skate is yep. just 10 out of 10. So fun
mm-hmm.
and embraces everything that's so great about her that we have loved for so many years and haven't gotten enough of.
It's a great set of programs, shows off both sides of her yep. skating really well, and the fact that she's able to maintain performance pretty much all the way through the free skate, even as Skating Scores on Twitter called it earlier, her smoke break yes. in the middle where we're taking a little break, cooling our heels before the second half jumps. Even that, I felt it was sold better this time.
Yes, I agree.
I would still like a little bit more in the smoke break, but...
Can we have like a 2-second smoke break as yeah. opposed to like an 8-second smoke break?
Yeah.
That would be my preference.
Yeah.
But.
Was still better this time out.
And also, that's compared to some other programs this mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
I will take my one nitpick being, can we not have a smoke break in the middle of the program?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I was so thrilled for her and also for the fact that she was solidly second here.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously we're not privy to the decision making on how they decide the Olympic team, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was an easy decision to yeah. say, yep, she's going.
I mean, it probably was a pretty easy decision to mm-hmm. just send our medalists.
Yep. And speaking of, our third place finisher here was Mana Kawabe, who also I was really relieved to see having a consistent competition mm-hmm. after having some real inconsistency, unfortunately, so far this season.
I was really excited to see the short program go well.
Yep.
After that disaster of a short program, her first competition out this yeah. season. And then was a little concerned, you know, we're in medal contention in mm-hmm. an Olympic season. We've got 3 spots. Are you going to panic? No.
Yeah, the free skate was definitely not as commanding as either yes. the short program or like the one we saw at Skate Canada after she was in such a hole. Yeah. But still, this, I think, is her most consistent competition.
Absolutely.
2 programs back to back. And even though there were a couple shaky moments, things like the second triple lutz, I was like, oh boy, yeah. is this program going to go off the rails? But even with that, she managed to hang on and make it through the program and deliver all the technical content, which she has so much potential mm-hmm. in her skating. She's another one with great speed and flow and also a triple axel, which has been inconsistent, but wasn't here.
Yep. And she's also got a ton of potential as a performer.
Yes.
We're seeing a little bit less of it this season because of the triple axels. She's mm-hmm. a little more focused on getting the technical content done. But when things are going really well, She's a really commanding performer.
And I do kind of hope that for her, in a lot of ways, I think this was, you know, the big hurdle.
Absolutely.
Now she is on the Olympic team. She is team member number 3 for Japan. And I really hope that when she gets to the Olympics, she can just relax and, you know, throw it all out there and see what happens, because she doesn't have the pressure of expectation that so many other skaters do. And you don't have to worry about getting your spot to the Olympics or maintaining spots like at a world championship. Yep. You can just go and see what happens.
Yeah. And I really hope we see You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, Monica Wabe come out.
Yep.
Because she had so much personality in that program. That was one of the programs that really made us big fans of her.
Yep.
I want to see a little bit of that energy through the programs at the Olympics, because she's our, you're young, you've got a long career ahead of you, let's see how you do at the Olympics.
Yep. Yeah, and I hope she can do well and that we will see her continue for a while, because she definitely is one to watch for the future. Not that I think the two finished ahead of her are, you know, old and going to retire imminently. At least I hope that they won't. But they have both been around for, you know, a quad already.
This is the second Olympics of their senior career, whether they went or not. So we'll see what they both decide to do. They're a pair where I have no idea what they're planning.
Yeah, no clue, but I would love to see them stick around.
Many skaters we can guess. These two I have no idea, but I want to see more from them.
Yep.
I hope all three of these skaters stick around after a successful Olympics.
Yep. So that was our success, our Olympic team, and then we get into the heartbreaks, unfortunately, and such is the case with, I mean, any national championships, really.
But this one hurts more.
Yeah. Our perpetual pewter medalist, Mai Mihara, fourth yet again.
You know what? At least she wasn't fourth in every segment and overall. True. That would have been worse.
Yeah. But even still, I was really heartbroken for her, because Mai Mihara going into this competition was one who I thought had a pretty decent chance of making the Olympic team. She's been pretty consistent this season. And that consistency, if you want to be, again, in our sort of ideal Olympic team strategy for three spots, to have your one consistent person, I think she could have been that person. Yep. If not for the fact that that consistency was broken in this free skate.
Because at particularly Russian and Japanese nationals, it happens at other nationals, but especially these two, this is the most difficult competition of the season. These skaters all do better at international competitions. All the ones who don't finish on the podium, obviously, but everybody else does better at your average international competition, like a Grand Prix, than they do at nationals because the fields are so deep.
Yep. And there's a lot of pressure, because if you don't get on the podium, it's unlikely you're going anywhere after.
Particularly this season, where you didn't even have the, if you win the Grand Prix final, you can go without having to win nationals.
Yep.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
So they didn't even get to try that and have two attempts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a shame, because I really love Mai Mihara's skating and have been so glad to see her come back strong after being so sick for so long. And the short program was really solid, and even though she was fifth, it was really close points-wise to the podium. And if it were not for that single axel, single toe in the free skate, I mean, the fact that JSF went with the podium at nationals for the Olympic team kind of suggests to me that if she had not had that mistake and was fully clean and beat Monica Wabe and landed on the podium, she probably would be going to the Olympics. And that's the thing that really stings, is that she was oh so close. Again.
I mean, even if she had not Zayak'd, she had
even
managed,
not done the single toe at the end.
The double toe at the end.
Well, no, I mean at the end of the...
the axle?
Yeah, at the end of the axle.
Because she was only a couple points off the podium.
Yeah.
There were a couple of opportunities for her to do the jump math and get those couple of points to get a medal and probably get to go to the Olympics.
Yep.
And it's so heartbreaking that it didn't happen, even though I would have been equally heartbroken for Monica Wabe.
I mean, at least the one silver lining to this season is that we have different teams for four continents and Olympics, because they're back to back. So at least she does get to go to four continents, where she has done really well in the past and I hope will do so this year.
She might even win four continents.
Yeah. But yeah, it has got a sting, I'm sure. And she's another one who I just really hope sticks around. Yeah. This isn't the end of her competitive career.
I mean, yeah, I want to see more of all of these women. They're all so good.
Exactly. And similarly for fifth place, we had Satoko Miyahara, really, really close behind Mai Mihara, and also really, really close to the podium. Mm-hmm. She's another one who there's an excellent argument to be made that, you know, she could be considered for that Olympic team too. But I think what really hurt her here was just rotation.
Yep.
And it's been an issue throughout her entire career. What's changed really hasn't so much been her jumping as it has been the field around her.
Yeah, it was easier to make a case that Satoko Miyahara should be on every team when she was doing the same tech content with just slightly lower quality as everybody else as the top competitors in the field.
Yep.
That was a relatively easy case because of how great everything else she does is.
Yep.
But as more and more people, I mean, two members of the Japanese Olympic team have a triple axel.
Yep.
Well, there was kind of only room for one without a triple axel.
Yeah.
And it made the most sense for that to be Kaori, particularly when the jumps in the second half are not getting better. They're better than they were last season, but they're not better than they were at the start of this season. And that's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, it's a shame because, you know, the programs themselves are so fantastic. Gorgeous. And she has amazing spins and step sequences. And if I ran the ISU, I would change the point system so that those elements are worth more. But alas, I don't. So
nobody will elect us as ISU co-presidents. And so Satoko Miyahara's incredible skills are not rewarded enough to make up for the technical deficit.
Yeah. Which isn't to say that I didn't enjoy her programs. I enjoyed them very thoroughly. But at the same time, if you, you know, look at their rotations, like, yeah, there are a number that were short. There were even some, like the flip in the short program. Yeah. I was rather surprised didn't get any call.
Yeah. Japan was a little nicer than they usually are at nationals.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. They didn't go crazy.
No.
But it was...
It was a little more lenient than we've seen at times, at least for some skaters.
Normally, the entire field is getting lower scores than they do internationally because we're looking at every single detail. And this time, it was probably comparable to an international panel, which is interesting. And Satoko's one who does benefit from that approach as opposed to the standard Japanese nationals approach of we're going to scrutinize everything and if we even question it, you're getting it called, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, unfortunately a lot of her jumps, especially lately, don't really stand up to that kind of scrutiny, and so I understand why she wasn't put on the team, and at least she, you know, has gone in the past, and at least also has that silver lining of getting to go to four continents and her season isn't over. She is one I do wonder if this will be the end, because she's a bit older, has been around a bit longer than some of the other skaters. I would love to see her continue, but who knows at this point.
Pull a Daisuke Takahashi.
Switch to dancer pairs. I don't care which.
I think I have a preference for pairs, because can you imagine how gorgeous she would look at the top of a lift?
Exactly.
And she's so small.
And, you know, you're under rotated, you know, triple toe. Doesn't matter in pair skating.
It matters so little. If you can find a guy who can both lift you and do a triple lutz triple toe, we're golden.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, Satoko, switch to pairs. She would also be a fantastic dancer.
Yeah.
But I think pairs, if you're brave enough. If you're not brave enough,
no
pressure.
Exactly. All right, and then we get down to sixth place here. We had Rinka Watanabe, who is a junior who I wasn't super familiar with, but who had a really fantastic competition here. And I'm really glad that she will be able to go to Junior Worlds, caveat being that she has to go out and get her tech minimums. She's yet another one where it's such a shame that the Japanese skaters haven't had junior competition experiences for two seasons, because I mean, you look at that free skate and clearly she could be competing with the top juniors in the world if she was competing with those juniors.
And this is where I imagine she probably would have been the one to get the host pick had the Junior Grand Prix final happened.
I think it was Sumiyoshi
okay.
who got the nod, yeah. but we'll talk about her in yeah. a minute as well.
That would have been a tough decision between yeah. the two of them. But at least if the final had happened, somebody mm-hmm. would have minimum.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, there's a few who competed, you know, two yeah. seasons ago and have minimums for that. But I do really hope she's able to go out to a junior international and go to junior worlds and
maybe medal.
Yeah, at the very least, you know,
get top six,
get noticed.
Yep.
For, you know, she also landed a really nice triple axel at the start of the free skate.
Fantastic triple axel. I questioned whether it was a double or a triple initially because yep. it looked so easy.
And not only that, but she's also skating to Carmina Burana
mm-hmm.
in the free skate, which is just big, intense, and like does not let up music. And she lived
worked.
Up to it. Yeah.
I was very scared when I realized she was skating to
Carmina Burana with a triple axel to start.
I was like, this is going to be bad. Because so few people can pull that off, mm-hmm. let alone a junior trying a triple axel.
Yep.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
She's really exciting. I send her to as many junior internationals as it takes for her to get to go to junior worlds.
Yeah, there are so many in both the men and the women, yeah. young Japanese skaters who have just really suffered from that lack mm-hmm. of opportunity because there are so many of them with such great potential who just have not had the chance to show yeah. it internationally. And especially for, you know, we've watched a whole bunch of Russian juniors last mm-hmm. year when there were no international competitions because we could see them. Generally speaking, it is hard to see
yeah.
the Japanese juniors.
You have to go digging
mm-hmm.
and you have to know who to look for
yeah.
to find the videos as opposed to Russia where they're like, we have the ORT channel.
Yeah.
We'll just upload every event in its entirety and upload 10 hours of content for you to just sit and watch all day.
Exactly. And I've watched enough of those videos now that YouTube is just like, there's a live stream yeah. happening in Russia. Do you want to watch?
You missed this live stream overnight. Yep. Do you want to watch the replay? Or here, have this other random ORT video.
Yeah.
And we're slowly training YouTube to understand that we only want the figure skating content from
yeah.
ORT. But Japan, you could have that too. And we mm-hmm. could have known what Watanabe was capable of coming into this. We've
yep.
seen her before and knew she was good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was this good.
Yep. Yeah, I really hope that there are those opportunities for
mm-hmm.
her in the future. Because again, this season, who knows what's coming. But this was a fantastic competition
yeah.
for her. And then behind her in seventh, we had Rino Matsuike, who has been injured and is still not quite up to her top form here. She had a pretty solid short program,
mm-hmm.
but the free skate just started off on the wrong foot, unfortunately. And she got it back together a bit by the second half, but just too many mistakes,
yeah.
unfortunately.
She's another one who is still on the younger side,
yep.
has a lot of potential. If she can just stay healthy,
yeah,
she will be a really, really exciting skater.
Mm-hmm.
The flips and the lutzes were not great this week.
Yeah.
But the jumps that she did do well, she did with really good quality, which is always good to see.
Yeah, it's a real shame that the injury came at kind of the worst possible
yeah.
time, because I think at her best, she could have been contending for the Olympic team.
Absolutely.
But even still, she also gets that silver lining of four
yep.
continents. So she is another one who's so young and has so much potential that I'm glad she's at least getting that opportunity to, you know, try and see what else she can do here.
Yeah, it'll be those three versus the Korean women
mm-hmm.
at four continents to
yep.
battle it out and
exactly.
see who comes out on top. And
yep.
that will be a really interesting showdown.
Yep. And then behind her in eighth, we had Rion Sumiyoshi, another junior skater, who had a really solid short program. She went really early
mm-hmm.
and was leading for a long time. And she is one of those trying to really up the technical difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
She opened the free with a quad toe attempt. Not too bad of a quad toe attempt, but obviously not fully round and with a fall.
Yeah.
And I think that, much as I understand going for the big technical content, I think it kind of marred the rest of the free skate.
Yeah, I do. This is one instance where I think this might have been the right call, though.
Mm.
Just because there was no way she was making that Olympic team.
Yeah.
And so at this point at Nationals, who cares?
Yeah.
Will Junior Worlds even happen? What does it matter?
Yeah. And I mean, actually, let's see here.
She does have her tech minimums for Junior Worlds.
Yeah. And she was given the spot.
Yeah.
Her along with Rinka Watanabe, assuming that she can get the tech minimums. Rina Matsuike is the first alternate if those tech minimums can't happen. But also, as you mentioned, is Junior Worlds going to happen this season? I don't know that I would put money on it at this point.
No. And so why not just throw it out and see what happens, especially because she was in seventh after the short program. She was both not so low that if it went horribly, she was going to be last.
Yeah.
But not so high that she could sneak onto a podium.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at that point,
just try it and see.
You're going to be middle of the pack regardless.
Yeah.
You might as well try it, see what happens. See if Junior Worlds happens, you can pull it off there and have it not be your first time at a major competition trying a quad toe.
Yeah. And I mean, she was kind of the second out of the junior skaters competing here, which is a pretty good result, and beat out some of her teammates who I'm sure she was most wanting to beat out. We had Hana Yoshida right behind her in ninth, who was also a junior and who also had a pretty solid competition. She was one, unfortunately, I couldn't find her short program anywhere.
Yeah, no.
But the free was pretty solid and it pulled her up a few places there.
A good few places.
Yeah.
She was 13th in the short program, which we couldn't see.
Yeah.
And 8th in the free skate for 9th overall. For a junior at Japanese Nationals, not bad.
Yep. And I also really enjoyed another new-to-me skater, Ayumi Shibayama, who finished in 10th.
I am such a fan.
Uh-huh. I really thoroughly enjoyed both her programs. Technically speaking, she was very solid and consistent technically, but for me, what really sold it was she just looked so happy to be performing.
Yeah, it was 100% the personality that won me over.
Yep.
She looks still pretty young and looks like she's still got that twinkle in her eye of, I can't believe I get to do this, which is my favorite.
Yeah, I think she was 13. I could be wrong about that, but she looks very, very young, and she's one who I can only hope there will be international junior opportunities for her in the future. I hope so,
because I think with a little bit more experience, she could be absolutely incredible.
Yep. So that was our top 10. We'll mention a few other skaters briefly. Yuhana Yokoi went for what I think could have been a really good strategy in the short program, trying to do triple sow, triple toe as the combination rather than the let's toe, which has been inconsistent. And I mean, she ends her free skate with triple sow, triple toe, double toe.
Yep.
So theoretically, she should have been able to do it, but something about the short program just does not agree.
She gets so spooked in the short program.
It's such a shame because the free skate was so much better, but just in too much of a hole.
Yeah. Similarly for Meiko Yamashita, who finished right behind her. She's so good, but did not show her potential here.
Yeah, and same with some others who, you know, we've seen compete internationally before. Down at the bottom of the ranking, we had Marin Honda, Chisato Uematsu, Yuna Shiraiwa, all of them having some struggles. As much as I love all of their skating, the jumps were just too much of a struggle, and it is a really tough field in Japan.
Marin's my other. Please switch to pairs or dance.
Yeah.
Because I want to see more of her, but the jumps haven't been going well for several seasons now.
Yeah.
And they're not getting better. I think they might be getting worse. So let's just not do jumps anymore. Find a nice boy.
Yeah. Or even, again, pairs if you want.
If you're brave enough.
Yeah, it... If you under-rotate or pop your triple sow,
nobody
cares.
Doesn't
matter. Yeah, but this, from what I was able to see, a really exciting competition. And this was one where I just was wishing so much, because I did not see the entire competition.
No, it wasn't programs
possible. Or free skates. I could not find them. And no, before you say, well, you should have just woken up at 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
Day.
No.
Also,
no.
I had to work Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Like, this is not...
I'm too old for this. I can't stay up all night anymore.
I mean, even if we wanted to, you have to go through so many hoops to even find a stream.
Yep.
Usually it's got somebody on the...
Commentating.
Yeah, commentating, yelling at their screen the whole time, which is not a vibe for 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, no. Japan shouldn't make it this hard for me to find an illegal stream at 2 in the morning of their nationals.
Exactly. But anyway, I think that probably wraps us up. This was a quicker one, but okay. We got lots to talk about.
We have so much to talk about.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, and Japan makes it hard for us to do long episodes.
Yeah.
Our annual rant about Japanese nationals and how it should be available for stream.
Yep. Not all of your domestic competitions, Japan. Again, even if it's a paid service available internationally, I know there's the one other paid service. Yeah. I think it's Fuji or something. Yeah. But even that, I don't think we can access. Or seems to be of questionable legality. I don't know for sure, but I'm not giving my credit card information to random sites in Japanese where I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just overly cautious. I know other people have used it, but it shouldn't be this hard, Japan.
No, make it easier. We would gladly watch all 30 of these women compete their short program because the 12 I saw were really great.
Exactly. All right. So what was your highlight from this women's event? And I guess the pairs too. We'll include that there.
I'm sorry. It's not going to be pairs. It's got to be Wakaba Higuchi in that free skate.
Mm-hmm.
She was crying. I was crying. It was a great time. I want that much joy out of her at the Olympics. It would make my year.
Yeah. Can only hope we see as many happy tears at the Olympics as we did here.
Yes.
And only happy tears.
But no sad ones.
Yeah, for me, I think I got to give it to my sort of discoveries of this event.
Mm-hmm.
Rinka Watanabe, particularly in that free skate, and also Ayumi Shibayama. I thoroughly enjoyed both of them, and especially since they were ones who I didn't really have any expectations coming in, and they totally blew those expectations away.
Oh, I love Japanese nationals.
Mm-hmm. Just wish I could watch more of it.
Yes.
And in terms of the weekly waxel, I think that one has to go to perpetual pewter medalist Maimi Hara's single axel in that free skate. I really think if she had been clean, she would have been third.
And she
would be going to the Olympics.
I'm sad and angry. And also, it's reaching the point of hilarity how frequently she is pewter medalist.
Just this entire season.
Yep.
Not to mention previous. I know.
She is perpetual pewter medalist Maimi Hara, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, because she is such a strong skater.
She's so good.
Always fourth. Even if it was always fifth, I think that would be more bearable in some ways.
Totally bronze medalist syndrome.
Yeah.
Bronze medalists are happy because you managed to squeak onto the podium.
Yep.
Silver medalists are unhappy most of the time because you almost won.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth place, unhappy because I was so close to a medal.
Yep.
Fifth place, look how good I did.
Yeah.
We'll
see how all these women do soon enough. As we mentioned, it's, you know,
a intense quick turnaround.
Yeah, intense from here on out, but I really hope all of them continue past this season and that we see them do well at Four Continents and Olympics and eventually Worlds, although that's
I'm not ready for that yet.
No, I'm not ready to even think about that yet. All right, but I think that wraps us up for this first half of Japanese Nationals. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at flutzescast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at flutzescast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/flutzescast for bonus episodes. I swear we're going to be back eventually. Mm-hmm. It's been busy. After the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And our merch store, flutzescast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with the rest of Japanese Nationals, but until then, keep a watchful eye out for those flutzels and waxels, skating fans.